I want to just take about the next 25 minutes or so, still move us along with our normal time frame. But man, I'm telling you, this atmosphere has been wonderful, and God has been doing some incredible things in our time. I've been sharing from a thought, and excuse me, Jamal, if you would you just come and grab this for me? I think I got a little too much stuff up here. Here, take that. Go ahead and take this now. And you can take that. And take this. And take this. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm getting kind of confused up here. Too much going on. A few weeks ago, I shared on a Wednesday night from a thought that the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I felt like he said to me I needed to share more on this, particularly with our Sunday morning times. And so for the next couple of weeks, I'm sure that I will speak from this thought: the kingdom of God is still open for business. Hallelujah. I got an amen, a hallelujah, and a what? The kingdom of God is still open for business. I said the kingdom of God is still open for business. I want to read just a few passages of scripture, and then I want to speak for a few moments and share some thoughts with you. Everything that Jesus was about in his earthly ministry was the establishing of his kingdom. It's in Matthew, the fourth chapter. I'm starting Matthew, the fourth chapter, verse 12. It says this: "Now, when he heard that John had been taken into custody, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and settled in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, 'The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light. And to those who were sitting in the land and shadow of death, upon them a light dawned.'" From that time, say from that time. Say it again, from that time. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Or you could say the kingdom of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Then I want to drop down to verse 23. Verses 18 through 22 is his selection of some of the disciples who became the apostles. But it says in 23, "And Jesus, who was going about in all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people," it says, "and the news about him went out into all Syria, and they brought him to all who were ill, taken with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paraleptics, and he healed them. And great multitudes followed him from Galilee to Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond the Jordan." Again, from that time, verse 17, "From that time Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Now, that was at the beginning of his ministry, the beginning of his 3.5 years of ministry. But then I want you to go to Acts chapter 1, because what I want you to see is Jesus' message was like bookends. There was the beginning, and then there was the ending of his sharing. And what we see is his message never changed. His message never changed. So there in Acts chapter 1, it says, verse 1, the first account says, "I composed Theophilus about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up. after he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these, listen to this, to these he presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days. Say 40 days. Appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of things concerning the kingdom of God. Concerning the kingdom of God. So Jesus began his ministry, and on his way out, he's still talking about the same thing, the kingdom of God, his kingdom in existence. As a matter of fact, when we look in the Word, we will find how that, as he sent out the 12, as he sent out the 70, the message, was the same. Go out, heal the sick, feed the poor, cast out demons, and tell them that the kingdom of God has arrived. The kingdom of God has arrived. Now, in Jack R. Taylor's book concerning cosmic initiatives, this is what he says concerning the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the eternal rule of God over everything and everybody, everywhere, for all time and eternity. It is above time, yet envelops time. It transcends time, and endures time. A million billion ages ago, God's kingdom existed. A million billion years from now, it will still exist. Being eternally permanent, it wins the right to be called everything, because everything else is either encompassed by it or will ultimately cease to be. The kingdom of God is still open for business. The kingdom of God is still open for business. We will find, if we read in Matthew 28 and Mark 16, Jesus on his way out gives instructions concerning the operation of the kingdom. Go and make disciples of all men. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. He's talking about operating in the kingdom. And so one of the things that I want to make clear is that the kingdom of God is still in operation. It's still open for business. And the reason why I believe it's important to make this distinction and keep making this distinction is because in this season of this pandemic, with things being shut down, depending on your mindset, you can think that the church is shut down. You can think that the kingdom is shut down. But you can only think out of that paradigm if you see the church as an organization and not an organism. The church is a living entity. It's a living body. Jesus is the head and we are the body. It doesn't matter what we're dealing with, you can't stop God. You can't stop his church, and you sure enough can't stop his kingdom. The kingdom of God is still open for business. I like that, just that thought, because that's what Jesus was doing, and that's what he sent out his disciples to say. Hey, go out and do these things and tell them that the kingdom of God is open for business. Tell them that the kingdom of God is in operation. You see, we must shift, and this is one of the opportunities. Say opportunities. I like that word better than saying challenge. We have an opportunity, Georgia, to shift in our way of thinking about things, moving our paradigm shift so that we're not thinking about church attendance, but we're thinking about kingdom residency. That we're not thinking about church attendance. That's the shift that we have the opportunity to make. And the challenge for many who are challenged in this season is because they've thought from the mindset of just church, going to church. We must shift in our thinking from church ministry to kingdom assignments. When we read read in Ephesians, and it's talking about the perfecting of the saints, the maturing of the body of Christ, is so that every believer will come into an awareness and an understanding that we are called to be the church, the ecclesia, in the earth, and our job, our description, our job description is that you and I, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would take on the assignment of making his kingdom our reality. Everything Jesus did was to demonstrate the reality of his Father's kingdom. Everything that he gave to his disciples to do was to demonstrate the kingdom being manifested. And I want to say to you, that same invitation is available to you and I. You'll remember some years ago, I took the music from Mission Impossible, and I put it together with a piece that God gave me. Now I don't have that queued up. I don't even know if we have that on the computer back there. If you have it, I'm gonna give you a few moments. If you can find it, just let me know. But if not, we're okay. But I found myself going back over it again, and I realized how much it fits right about now in helping believers get past church mentality to a kingdom mentality. It is not your church membership. Listen to me now. It is not your church membership that scares the enemy.
That's right. That's right.
It is your kingdom citizenship, your assignment, and your knowledge of it. Let me say that again. It's not your church membership that scares the enemy. It's your kingdom citizenship. The moment that you receive Christ, it says you were translated, you were moved from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away and all things become new. But it also tells us that in that transaction, there is also a mandate that comes to you and I. And it's and that's found in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. And it's where it says this, after saying, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, old things are passed away, all things become new. Then it says this, and all this, says, all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. See, the enemy doesn't want you to ever understand that. At the moment you came into the kingdom, some things were given to you to do in the earth. It says here that he gave us the ministry of reconciliation, and God says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. It says, and he committed to us the message of reconciliation. What is the message of reconciliation? The message of reconciliation is God is not holding your trespasses against you. His love is so great towards you and I that he gave his son to die to pay the price for your sins and for mine. And as we receive that gift of salvation, as we receive him as Lord and Savior, you and I now are able to step into the light and step into the reality of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. You got to get past joining a church. Joining a church. You are born. You are born. You are born into the church. You may fellowship somewhere. A body of believers. And we're supposed to do that. But where we have missed it, and it's hurting us right about now, is our lack of understanding of the kingdom of God in operation. He has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. It goes on and says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. Say ambassadors. Yeah, we are ambassadors sent out into a sinful world in order to share and represent the kingdom that you and I come from. And it should look different. It should sound different. In part of my reading over the last few days, I've been reading some of the materials of Dr. Miles Monroe. How many are familiar with Dr. Miles Monroe? The late Dr. Miles Monroe, he's now gone to be with the Lord. And he was used by God to write and give revelation and teaching to help us really understand some things about the kingdom. He had a particular perspective because he grew up under British rule. The Bahamas are a colony, if you will, of Britain. And incredible, incredible insight in his writings and his teachings. And you can find him on YouTube, his teachings, or you can go to their websites. And you owe it to yourself, if you happen to be listening by way of Facebook, you owe it to yourself if you've never really understood how the kingdom operates. I want to submit to you that you find some of Dr. Miles Monroe's material, because I believe that it will help you as well. But there's something about this place that I believe, hear me now, that God is calling us to walk in. One of the biggest shifts, if you will, for us here at Heirs Covenant Church is to recognize in a greater way, say greater way. Come on, say greater way. Because I believe you understand it some, but let me tell you something. The moment that we bought this property, we moved to a whole nother level of kingdom manifestation and kingdom authority. Because you can talk all day long about kingdom, about kingdom, about kingdom. It's a whole nother thing in order to then acquire and subdue. Right now, we're in the process of subduing. We're in the land. We're like Joshua in the land. Now we're subduing the land. I so appreciated what Pastor Jamal was saying about the property. He said, I'm believing that when people are walking down the alley, that they will be so moved by the presence of God emanating off this property. Why? Because this is a kingdom embassy. The challenge, though, that our opportunity that we have is being able to step into the mindset that you, me, we are ambassadors. Say, I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of God. Say it again. Say it a little louder. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. And just as, hear me, just as John, Jesus' cousin, was sharing, repent for the kingdom is at hand, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, repent for the kingdom is here. Meaning it's time to change the way you think in order to operate at that higher level, that kingdom level. There is no sickness in the kingdom. There is no lack in the kingdom. There is no disease in the kingdom. And the more that you and I are willing to wrestle with, the more that you, when I say wrestle with, I'm talking about contend with the mindsets, contend with the things that the enemy would try to do to you in order for you to never realize or come into the realization, the manifestation of the power of God within his kingdom, you and I must contend for that reality. Our mandate is to make his kingdom our reality. Yes. Our mandate is to make his kingdom our reality. And so when Jamal said, you know, people just walking down the alley being set free. When people come on the property, they recognize the difference. That's why we are in the process of seeing all this transformed. Why? Because if it's truly going to represent a kingdom of God embassy, it should look unlike anything else in this area. So I was reading Dr. Monroe's book, The Principle and Power of Kingdom Citizenship. And he shared this example, and I thought to myself, that's a great example, because that's exactly what I see and believe for on a personal level, but also right here in this place. The principle kind of works like this. God will prosper you to prosper his agenda. God will prosper you to prosper his agenda. God will prosper us to prosper his agenda. I have found, and this is just my own perspective, I have found usually when there's someone in the body of Christ hating on someone who seems to have wealth, it's usually because they don't have it. And they try to justify it out of a place, well, I don't have that, but I have this. And my thinking around that is, man, you're just off. You need the resources to get things done. Now, I will say favor is better than money, because some things God will just cause to happen. But what I am and others are contending for is the reality, the manifestation of this place being everything that is supposed to be to represent the kingdom and the king who we represent. Yeah, a few of y'all can clap. Just help me out here. It is a fight. It is a fight. It is a fight. But it's not a fight that cannot be won. And so I'm reading this, and I want you to just listen to this and visualize this. This is Dr. Miles Monroe. He says, not too long ago, I went with a few others to Haiti. The Bohemian ambassador picked us up at the airport, and we drove through the streets in an air-conditioned SUV. All around us was rubble. People were sleeping on the streets in the muck, just as you have seen in all the pictures. We just drove through all that in air-conditioned comfort, sipping cool drinks. She said, my Lord. The Bohemian flag was fluttering from the front of the beautiful SUV. I am sure that the people we passed were wondering what country that flag represented, thinking to themselves, wherever that flag comes from, I want to go there. We arrived at the ambassador's house in the hills. I said, wait a minute. Are we still in the same country that had the earthquake? Yes. We walked into the house of someone, and someone served us a big breakfast of eggs and bacon, cheese and grits, right there in the middle of all that poverty. The ambassador took me to my bedroom, and it was as big as a house. He said, you can sleep here tonight. I asked if he meant me and the brother who was with me or me alone. Oh, he has his own room. This is all for you. And he opened a curtain and showed both of us a big swimming pool full of blue water. I said, don't you feel guilty sometimes, Your Excellency? Now listen to this. He said, no. When you step into my car and drive through my gate, you enter the Bahamas. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. He said, when you get in my car and you drive across my gate, you enter the Bahamas. The property of an embassy is the same as the country it represents. Hey. That's why you can't think church. That's why you gotta think kingdom. And then we press into the reality of the kingdom. We believe God to work through his church to bring the transformation that causes the world, that causes the needy to look and ask, what is that? Why is that? How do I get there? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He goes on, says, let me read that line again. The property of an embassy is the same as the country it represents. It will always be as rich as the country the ambassador comes from. It will never have to be as poor as the country in which the embassy and the ambassador's house are situated. As we sat eating at the breakfast table, the ambassador said, "Do you want more?" And I said, "Yes." So the cook came in with another big plate of food. We could have had even more if we had asked. There was no end of food in Haiti after an earthquake. The ambassador never had to fly to the Bahamas for his bacon and eggs. He received it every day in Haiti. He did not need to go back to the Bahamas to enjoy a nice air-conditioned house with a pool. He was experiencing the bohemian lifestyle in a country far away from the Bahamas. The kingdom lifestyle, clean living, love-filled, and truly joyful, is ours wherever we may be stationed on the globe. The king is taking such good care of his citizens that they are living the bohemian ambassador, like the bohemian ambassador in a ruined world. He is at work inside us, making us look more and more like him. His goal is to bring us to a place where we will have no corruption, no sickness, no pressure, no difficulties. He gives us a big taste of it now. Amen. This is a culture of plenty, and it makes people want to come to God.